Well, obviously, I'm disappointed that all the provisions of the law were not upheld. I think the one important provision was upheld that allows the check of immigration status. But other than that, I'm disappointed.
Will this impact at all how you guys are doing business in Frederick County?
It will not. It will have no impact.
When there are rulings like this, does it make it harder for you guys with what you're doing with the way that you're dealing with immigration in the county?
No, not really, because what people need to understand is that there's a different set of problems, a larger set of problems in Arizona than we have here in Maryland, specifically Frederick County. Again, the way we operate the 287 program will not change. It simply will not impact.
When something like this comes out, a ruling from the Supreme Court, do you think, even though it doesn't impact you, it might actually draw more attention to the issue, so make maybe things help you guys out in what you're doing?
It will draw some attention for a few days, and I guess as long as this is in the forefront of the media, we'll you know, get some kickback for it. But by and large, largely unaffected.
How would you say that you guys are doing right now with your efforts when it comes to immigration?
Well, we're doing well. What you understand, here in Frederick County, we don't detain or remove large numbers, but it's an effective program. It's a good program. And we're viewed actually as one of the, I guess you might say, a model program in the 287 law enforcement arena.